Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
His word is your sword. His word is your sword. It tells us that in Ephesians 6:17, that is all the weapon that you need. God is good.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, God is Bringing New Things.
Speak the word.
In Jeremiah 1:12, God said, I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Praise the Lord. In Psalms 103:20, he says, praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve Him and do His will. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I want you to think about that. Every time you speak God's word, the angels are there to carry it out. And so is God, according to Jeremiah 1:12. So regardless of what it looks like in the natural, God's word is working. It's always working. And I believe that is where most Christians run into trouble and where the devil attacks their minds, because we can't see anything happening in the natural, so we don't think that God heard us. We can't see anything, but by faith we believe His word is working, praise God. He tells us in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And in Hebrews 10:38, it says the righteous live by faith. He said, we walk by faith and we don't walk by sight. Walking by sight will cause you to fall. You know, it's like Peter. You know, Peter was distracted by the winds. In other words, he was distracted by what he saw in the natural, which were the winds. And God showed me in Job 15:6, he said, how it was us, how, brothers and sisters, it was you and me condemning ourselves with our own mouths and not him. He said, yes, this is what the Lord said. Your own mouth condemns you and not I. He said, yes, your lips testify against you. In Proverbs 6:2, he says, he told me how we are snared by the words of our mouths, how we're trapped by the words coming out of our own mouths. You know, that's really deep. You can be trapped by the words coming out of your mouth. How we can keep sickness on our bodies with our words. Brothers and sisters, I began to get a revelation of this truth. My prayer today and every day is that you will get a revelation of it too. That at the time I was born again, I only knew, you know, when I got born again, brothers and sisters, I only knew just a handful of scriptures, mostly John 3:16. I'd been going to church for years and years. I finally got to the point to where I was having these, didn't want to live, and all this other stuff that was happening to me. I think back sometimes that if all those times that I sat in the church, that I went to church, had I been listening to the Word, had I been practicing the Word and just taking it in and studying my Bible, I may not have encountered any of that stuff. You know, God didn't bring that any of that stuff on me. When you get to the point where you feel like you just want to give up, to the point where you don't want to live anymore, and you get to the point where you don't even have the energy to take a shower, something's wrong, you know. But that is the enemy. He can get you to that point to where you don't want to live. You don't want to be involved in anything or anyone. I'm telling you, the only way out of it is the Word of God. There is no other way out. The only way that you can be set free is God's Word is like a sword. He said, wield the sword of the Spirit, which is His Word. And His Word, my tongue, likened to this sword, it could have prevented me from having to suffer so much and so long and lost so much of my time because I wasn't consistent and listening. I just went because I thought it was the right thing to do, take my children to church, go out to eat on Sunday and go home. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I have learned over the years. I've been ministering now for 28 years and probably could have done it sooner had I been listening to Him. But we have to understand, you know, there are so many people that are going to church today. There's even tongue talkers still speaking words of death. You know, people, they're filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm alluding to the fact that there are so many people in the church today that is baptized in the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues and evidence of power following them too, because it's not just tongues. That's just a minor part of it, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and still are speaking words of death. I mean, I hear it a lot. And they still don't have a relationship with God. Going to church alone, I'm here to tell you, just going to church alone will not guarantee a relationship with the Lord. But getting into His Word and becoming a doer of it will. In James 1:22, the Lord tells us that He does not want us to be a hearer of His Word only, but He wants us to be a doer. So, and I pray you're hearing me. You know, let me say this. This should be a year of new beginnings for all of you. It should be a new beginnings for me too. I don't stand up here and say that I get it right all the time. I say words sometimes that I shouldn't, but I do try to be quick like David and repent when I say something or do something I know is not pleasing to the Lord. A year of getting into the Word and becoming a doer of it. This could be your time to prevent some of those things that the enemy has plans for you. I want you to know that. Devil's got plans for you. God's got plans for you. It's up to you as to which one you want to follow. At one time, I followed the enemy, and I suffered. But for the last 28, 30 years, I've been doing my best to follow that still small voice. And the Lord has been leading me from one blessing right into another one. And sometimes I do listen to that wrong voice again. Like I said, we're not perfect. But don't beat yourself up over it because you do. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But this is what I meant to say, and just say what He told us to say. You could have a year of great harvest. I really believe that a great harvest is waiting on you. It's a year of deliverance. It's a year of breakthroughs. Let this be a year of speaking His Word and praising Him, giving Him all the glory, saints. I began to read about how powerful His Word is. I began to speak His Word over everything. I spoke to sickness. I spoke to pain and debts. You name it. If it moved, I spoke to it. And if it didn't move, I spoke to it. As a matter of fact, this morning, I woke up. I wasn't feeling the greatest in the world. I was up most of the night. But I began to take authority as I spoke over every day, really, when I'm ministering, and especially in this message yesterday and today. That you have the power and the authority. You can take authority over whatever that is that's bothering you. This morning I had to take authority over my head and just command it to line up with God's Word. And that's my main point of yesterday and today, is that you can take God's Word and you can apply it to any situation in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. God's Word, God has a word for it. If you're sick in your body, He has a word. If you need a job, He has a word. If you need a job promotion, He has a word. As a matter of fact, if you need healing, you might want to try 1 Peter 2:24, or you might want to try Matthew 8:17. If you're looking for a job, you might want to try Psalm 75:6-7. It says that promotion comes from the Lord, that He will lift up one and put down another. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, we sow with the words of our mouths. Our words are seeds, brothers and sisters. And just keep this in mind, too. God is not lacking in words for us, and He's not keeping anything from us. We don't always go to Him with our problems. We don't always give the Lord the opportunity to help us. But I encourage you today, please give God and let Him encourage you. to speak what you need to speak over whatever circumstance that you're experiencing today. Know that God loves you with all of His heart, and it's His desire that you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. He wants you to have a good job making good money. He wants you to live in a nice place. And He wants you to have all these things.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank You that You have promised blessings and a new beginning for all. The moment that we accept Your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior, I pray, Lord, that with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we will be able to forget things that happened in our past and not dwell on past events from long ago. I thank You, Lord, that according to Your word in Isaiah 43:19, that You are doing a new thing in our lives. And with the help of Holy Spirit, we will put off anything concerning our former conduct and be renewed in the spirit of our minds, that because of who we are in Christ Jesus, we shall put on the new man, which was created according to our Father in true righteousness and holiness. I thank You, Lord, that as a blood-bought child of God, we will no longer follow the voice of a stranger, but only the voice of our Lord. We thank You, Father, that our slate is wiped clean each and every day by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And as we continue to put our trust in the Lord, we will find new strength and soar high on wings like eagles. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.